La 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 la
שלום חברים וחברות יקרים.
Hello, dear beloved friends. We are the 10 PT2. We received the great privilege to prepare the preparations for the lessons this weekend. And so we want to thank the society, first of all, and also to the Creator for the privilege to incorporate together and raise the importance of the Creator, the goal in the whole world Kli. And that's the topic of our preparation, the importance of the Creator. We're going to hear a clip soon from our teacher. We have to be thankful for having such teachers that left us such books and such recordings. So we're going to hear now an excerpt from Rabash about the importance of the Creator, and we'll discover something new there. So let's be attentive to the clip, and then we will advance. Please, clip.
A little bit of gravel, a little bit of sand. What is in the secular language? Let's say in Tveria, Tiberias. Someone wants to give a present to his friend for his wedding. You know, I'm going to give you three truckloads of sand. Is that a gift or not? How much is it? How much is three truckloads of sand? It costs a lot of money. If I'll give you a quarter or half a kilo of silver, a quarter of a kilo of gold, an eighth of a kilo of diamonds, we find that what we're lacking is that the service to the Creator is not so important to us. If it were important to us, I would say that 15 minutes of servitude to the Creator, or even 5 minutes, are worthwhile. Since it's not important, if I were to work for the Creator all day long, it would have been worthwhile to give up corporeality. 5 minutes a day for that, is it worthwhile? It's worthwhile. So we have to see, what are we lacking? That is called Shechinta in exile. And we are learning. Only for what? For exile, for it being in exile. It is in exile for me, for the Creator, for the Creator, it's not exile. It's only exile for me. What is in exile? Just like a person doesn't want to go out into exile, so a person wants to run away from the work of the Creator. How? I don't have words to interpret. I don't speak Hebrew that well. I can't explain it. Therefore, this is what we're lacking. No more. This means that we have to work for the glory of the Torah. It's written everywhere, glory of the Torah, the glory of the Torah, the glory of the Torah. What is the glory of the Torah? The Torah would be highly regarded with us, honored with us.
Dear friends, we will want to implement what we heard from our great teacher now, from Rabash, and therefore we will enter a silent workshop, but it's silent only externally. And in our internality, we will try to come to the opening of the heart, to an explosion of our hearts, a silent workshop. We're going to cry out to the Creator and ask Him to raise divinity from the dust. We're going to have an inner cry to the Creator to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. Silent workshop.
И целую вечность сидим уже мы. Вы, други любимые, идем последний бой. Вознесется душа моя к свету сквозь боль. Вы, братья любимые, я с вами хоть в огонь. Верю, что скажет нам Творец, сдаюсь побежден.
Атем ахим шели лакрав ха-ахарон. Мул ха-яцар шели боэр, мул ха-рацон. Атем ахим шели итхем эт ха-глида. שנשמע צחוק אדון, ניצחו מבניו. לא 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 לא
חברים וחברות יקרים, אנחנו ניכנס
עכשיו לסדנה שקטנה. Dear friends, we're going to enter into our second sound workshop. We'll ask to feel the connection in the heart, all of us as one, and reveal the Creator there.